The Real Estate Revolution Radio Show is designed to educate Missoula homeowners and home buyers how to navigate the uncharted waters of the current Western Montana real estate market in an educational, often edgy, and high-energy fashion with host Jason Baker. Jason will teach you all the secrets on how to win with real estate, from listing your property to purchasing investments. Jason has you covered. Be sure to check the Home of the Week, the Good News, and Current Market Updates each week. Jason is revolutionizing the real estate experience for over 100 clients a year.
Welcome to Real Estate Revolution Radio with Jason Baker. Jason, happy Sunday to you, my friend. What's new?
Happy Sunday, brother. Nothing. Just, just farming around.
You're doing that farmer stuff.
Growing some food. Yeah, it was pretty funny because I called over to my neighbor. He's like, Jason, looks like you're growing hay out there this year. And I said, I'm growing a little thistle too. And he said, I'll round bale that up for you. So yesterday I texted him. I said, when do we know we got to cut this?
Yeah.
He's like, how tall is this? It's almost as tall as my head. He goes, it's time to cut it. But my baler, my swather, everything is toast. I said, that's nice. So I'm putting an all call out now over the radio.
Anybody want to help?
I need somebody.
Please.
The stuff we talk about on the radio. But no, we're super excited. We got a special guest today, Jesse Passafumi. He is the man, the myth, the legend from BK Co. Mortgage headquartered out of Bellingham, Washington. And right now, we've been talking about this market correction. Everybody's like, there's a shift, it's a bust, and really what this is just it's what we call, we're normalizing, which I like.
Yeah.
You know, and my admin's like, you know, Jason, this is just actually pretty awesome. You know, we went from 25 offers per home down to one or two. I can sleep again at night. And I'm like, why would you do that?
Yeah.
And I was like, gotta give you more work to do. Take more listings. No, but it's normalizing. But the thing on people's mind is, what do we do now? Or how do we educate people that we know, ourselves and everything? And how do we stay calm and confident through this thing and realize that, you know, real estate is the best investment ever? And is this 2008 or is it not 2008? Like, what's different about now than the last correction we went through? And I think it was more than a correction last time. I think they called that the Titanic.
Yeah, it's definitely more than just a correction.
Yeah. It really was. So, Jesse, thanks for being here, brother. We're just going to talk mortgages all day long.
It's good to hear some numbers.
Yeah, numbers are good.
I love it. I'll give you some numbers. That's kind of my that's what I do all day. I'm staring at my computer screen trying to figure out what's going on in this market. And Jason, I'm with you. I love the fact that it's normalizing, right?
I love it.
It brings us back into a scenario where we can actually be thoughtful about the homes we're buying and the investments we're making. So I like it. Let's roll.
Yeah. So it's good. So my clients are, and I know, and first of all, I wanted to thank you for educating us as real estate agents, through Place on what's going on, because, you know, our buyers, our sellers are kind of freaking out. Our sellers, Jesse, are noticing, like the best time to sell a house was like 90 days ago, 100 days ago. The next best time is right now. But the sellers are going, Jason, how come the out there? I'm getting a lot of calls from sellers who are currently listed. Go, Jason, our showings have dropped off the face of the earth, and as have the offers. You know, our showings down. You know, we do really a bunch of marketing. Our showings are down probably, I would say, 60 to 70% across the board. And I would say, you know, if legitimately we were probably averaging 8 to 10 offers per home, now we're down to one or two. Like, really, you know, 20 showings per week are probably down to 3 to 5 showings per week. And just kind of, Jesse, like what your thoughts are on, and you can just, you know, you can start anywhere. I mean, you can go backstory, front story, wherever you feel like going. But like, what are you seeing out there? Are mortgage applications down? Or what is the general consensus with the buyers that you're fortunate enough to work with?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and we're going to use that normalizing word again, right?
Yeah.
What happened from our perspective is that back in August of last year, rates were around 3%. So on a $400,000 loan, you're looking at like $1,686, right? Coming into mid-June, you guys, rates popped up to 6.5%. That's a $2,500 mortgage payment.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an $842 difference in mortgage payments. The shock of that, the fact that it happened so fast, I think put some buyers on their heels.
Yeah.
We actually had 30% of our to-be-determined, our shoppers pipeline that no longer qualified June 15th that we had in the system in December.
Wow.
So now that shock, though, of that interest rates going from 3% up into the, you know, 5.75%, 6% range, fortunately, Jason, they've come back down a little bit.
Yeah.
But that shock is starting to wear off. So a lot of the slowdown, we believe, was related to the fact that people are looking at loan estimates, right, going, oh, my gosh, it's going to cost me $1,000 a month more now.
Right.
But we're normalizing, right? People are getting their heads wrapped around it. So I think and one of the things you said that I just like to point out to people is you went from 25 showings a day to three. You went from 15 offers to two. Guess what? You only need one offer.
I was like, you only need one offer. I know. And when I say that, ladies and gentlemen in the audience that are fortunate or unfortunate enough to have to listen to us every Sunday, we like normal.
Right.
Normal's predictable.
We can
normal's
actually good. Breathe.
I know. Like the last 3 years, I'm sitting there and I'm like, I'm still scratching my, there's like a bare spot, you know, on the side where I'm scratching my head over here. And there's not one damn brown hair left, by the way, either. They're all turned gray through the last 3 years. They got right. a COVID gray.
Yeah.
The gray wave. That's right. Yeah,
man. I finally just shaved my head too.
Just to get it over.
Definitely gotten gray.
Go ahead.
So here's how we think about it, and here's what we're seeing, right? Because we're talking to buyers every day. The shock of interest rates going from 3% to 6.5 or 5.75, wherever we're at, has worn off. Now we realize this is the new normal, and people are reevaluating kind of what they're willing to pay each month, right, and getting back into the market. So I think this is a positive thing. And I know, Jason, you guys are probably talking about this every week, but the reality is that things have slowed down, but home values are still trending up. Yeah. Realtor.com adjusted their appreciation expectations for the last half of 2022 from 2.6% up to 6.6% a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
So, you know, home values are strong. It just feels different. And once we get used to different, which you and I call normal because we've been doing this for more than 5 minutes, you know, I think everything's going to be fine. It's going to be a great summer.
It's a roller coaster.
It's a roller coaster, but you know, we've been here before, and it's funny because the other day I had one of my lowest open rates of emails out to agents in the world that I've ever sent out. It was like the lowest open rate. And the title on the email I sent out to my MLS partner and my agent partners was price reduction script. And Jesse, nobody wanted to open the email. It was kind of like, well, you know, if I touch it, you know, it could be true, you know.
Or what if it's spam?
Yeah, what if it's spam? I know. What's the price? So anybody that got into the business in the last 2 or 3 years, you know, it's like they don't even know what a price reduction is. And so there's this meme going around saying, for all of you real estate agents that just got into the real estate, a price reduction is, and then it gives you the Webster's Dictionary, you know, definition of it. So, but it's really good. So we've had some, when this all started, Jesse, we started to have some, as a primarily listing agent myself, and my wife handles, and my team handle the buyer sides on our team, just because they're way smarter, you know, people would rather drive around with them. They're a little better looking, you know, that kind of thing, right? You know, but it's one of those, it's one of those things where some of our buyers were having to, what they call, I guess, like re-qualify, you know, because like we would have a pre-qualification, Jesse, at around 3%, and then, oh, boom, now they're 6.5 or, you know, just under 6 now, whatever. But it's like, are you seeing a lot of people, or how are you dealing with that re-qualification, and what's the general sentiment around that?
Yeah, absolutely. We're re-qualifying everybody right now.
Right.
And there's a couple ways to think about this. You know, as we're seeing, you know, prices aren't, home values aren't reducing, but we are seeing some price reductions. We're talking to our borrowers and saying, hey, listen, rates are higher than they were, you know, in December.
Yeah.
That's the reality. Let's just reevaluate how much you're willing to spend each month and you know, the home that you need, right? And that's, right. Jason, you work with your buyers and make sure that we know exactly what they're looking for. There's a couple other tools that we're using, actually, and I think you've seen some of this analysis from me before, but we're using seller credits, right? Sellers are more open to discussing and negotiating. So instead of dumping your price by 50 grand, why don't we take a $20,000 seller credit? What that does is that takes my rate from 5.75, maybe down to 4.75 or 4.5. Again, all rates change daily, and you have to get a quote based on your specific scenario. But we can, instead of taking a price reduction, we can use that seller credit to buy that rate down and get them right very close to where we were in, you know, February, March.
So I got
to jump in as the young dumb one here.
Yeah.
What's a seller credit?
He said that, ladies and gentlemen. I was not nodding my head right there, Jesse. I'll have you know.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Okay. What is the seller credit, please?
So, Casey, what we do is when we negotiate, you know, we go in on the buy side, right, and we write our offer, we basically ask for cash to buy down our interest rate.
Okay.
So, you know, about three points. So, you know, for every $100,000 in loan, it's you know, about $9,000. We can buy your interest rate down a full 1.125 to 1.25%.
Get out of town.
So if your rate's at, yeah, it's cool. So if your rate's at, you know, if rates are at 5.5 today, we can get you down to, you know, 4.375, 4.25 for, you know, $20,000. You know, based on the scenario.
Let's break this down in layman's terms, Jesse. Like numbers. Like, so average sale price in Missoula, it's a little more than 500 right now, 5.25. But let's just use 500 because I'm a dude. Yeah. I'm a dude. I'm just getting a nice round number. Yeah, but keep it simple. So, all right. Because, you know, there's one or two showings or 3 to 5 showings per week rather than per second, okay? And so the days on market are now 65 to 70 days on market versus 6.5 seconds. So homes are sitting there. There's no longer people beating each other up in the front yard. There is limited example. Like, there's still pockets of that, but very little of that happening anymore. So these offers aren't going 100 or 150,000 over. So these sellers are going, well, this is what I was promised. This isn't happening. Oh my gosh. Now I'm sitting here 60 days. My house isn't sold. And what my realtor's still telling me that are living, that aren't in the arena and don't really know are still telling me that, yeah, it's just a matter of time. You're going to have 20 offers and it just never happens. And so now they're like, oh my gosh, but I've got to move. I've got to sell my house. How do I do this? An example would be on a 500, you know, make the offer at 500 or maybe even up the offer to 515 and ask the seller for some kind of a credit or a buy down credited to the buyer so they can afford that house now, where maybe if the interest rate was at 5.5 or 6 or 6.5%, they wouldn't be able to do that.
Right.
Is that kind of what you're saying, Jesse, just for like the lay people out there?
That's exactly right. Do you mind if I give you a specific example?
Yeah. Most people usually give a way better example than me. Go ahead.
No, that was good. let me get real specific here. So a $500,000 house at 5.75, right?
Yep.
Your monthly payment on 10% down, $2,626. If we go in and we ask for a $35,000 seller credit, so I'm going to go a little higher because I want to cover some closing costs too.
Sure.
We can ask for a $35,000 seller's credit. We can lower our rate down to 4.875. Our new payment is $2,381. That's a $245 savings.
Yeah.
Secondarily, because we have a little bit of cash left over to cover closing costs, our cash to close drops by $5,000.
Yeah.
And you can do this, you know, work with Jason, right, his team to make sure that you structure this the way it works best for you. But we're talking about saving, using a seller credit instead of reducing the price because it's been on the market for 60 days, you're saving $245 a month and $5,000 stays in your pocket on closing costs.
Who doesn't want
$5,000? And that's an awesome tool.
Yeah, exactly
right.
That is awesome. And if they don't want it, I'll have it.
Is that something that happens?
I'll take
you $5,000. Is this something?
And I'll raise your $5,000.
Is this something that happens a lot?
Yeah, we're learning about it now. Like, so Jesse was talking about this last week in a webinar.
Yeah.
And I was fascinated by it. And the other thing, so we're going to start trying to implement that into some of our purchase agreements. We're actually starting to get some of our offers accepted under list price right now for our buyers.
Yeah.
And, there wasn't a chance in the world 90 days ago that you weren't paying 50 or 100 over, and now you're at or just a little slightly below asking price in some cases. Now, keeping in mind, and I think we could all agree, that sellers' expectations are still way up here, but the reality is more down right here or even maybe right here.
Yeah.
So I think as those days on market increase, the sellers are actually going to, that really have to sell and aren't just dipping their toe in the water to see if they can get maybe kind of sort of this price, they're going to have to start experimenting around using, you know, someone that knows about the programs like we do, on how to actually get their houses sold. They're going to have to get creative, and this is just one way.
Yeah. Well, I want to learn some more of these tips and tricks here, but we got to take a quick commercial break. You going to stick around with us, Jesse?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm on the other side.
Quick commercial break. We'll be back with more Real Estate Revolution Radio with Jason Baker right after this.
Hey, if you're even thinking of selling your home, well, you need to know all of your options. That's why there is one source that I look to for the best advice on the local real estate market. I'm talking about Jason Baker of Rise Realty, Montana. What's the latest news in real estate?
Sean, the good news is, when you have great marketing, what's happening in the market doesn't matter that much. That said, we're seeing rising interest rates that has removed approximately 30% of the buyers from the market, and that's going to continue.
How does that impact sellers today?
Simply put, this is the last chance to sell, I believe, for top dollar.
Less buyers means less showings, less offers over asking price, and we can still help get you over asking price with our amazing marketing.
All right, as always, thanks for the insight. He knows how to cut through all of the talk and to give you accurate information. So call the agent I recommend. Call Jason at 552-4443. That's 552-4443. Online, jasonbakerteam.com. That's jasonbakerteam.com.
From listing your property to purchasing investments, Jason Baker has got you covered. Time for more of the Real Estate Revolution Show.
Welcome back to Real Estate Revolution Radio with Jason Baker. Jason, today we're talking the numbers game, you know?
The numbers game.
Yeah, normally, me and Jesse, math don't get along.
Jesse from BK Go Mortgage is here. Look, normally when I hear numbers, I start falling asleep. Like, I can't tell you how many times I've been on a webinar and I just fall asleep. You know, those CNN guys do weird stuff on webinars, but not me.
Really?
I just fall asleep. That's as weird as
I can't even remember how to do long division. So.
So anyway, I don't know if you just got that joke that I just said, but anyhow, some people will. But anyhow, but the fact is that, Jesse, we were talking about before we took our last commercial break, about how we could do a seller buy down in order to reduce the interest rate in order to get a lower payment so the buyer can sell, the buyer can buy, and that seller can sell. That seller can stand out from the crowd and actually, you know, offer credit in order to buy that rate down. Now, the webinar that I did with you a few weeks ago as well was like, you said something called a 2-1 buy down. Did I hear that correctly, or did I have a man moment?
You heard it correctly. A 2-1 seller paid buy down.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of different flavors of this product.
You mentioned an awesome one. It was like 3.5, 4.5, 5.5, something like that. Or could you give an example of that as well and kind of explain that?
Yeah, I will. And this is a product that's been around forever. But again, it wasn't in vogue because homes were selling in like 32 seconds, right?
Yeah.
So now that the market is thankfully normalizing, this is a tool that we can use. So it's a 2-1 seller buy down. And again, there's a lot of flavors of it. There's a 1.5, 1/2. But the general premise is that the seller will help finance interest for your buyer for a period of time as part of the transaction deal, right? So as part of your negotiation, you just negotiate this into the contract.
Right.
So let's just assume we're starting at 5.75 today on a note rate.
Yeah.
The interest rate for your first year on this program will be 3.75. So it's 2% lower than the start rate.
Huh.
Interest rate for the second year would be 4.75, 1% lower. And then for years 3 through 30, you're sitting at 5.75. Now, on the Jason, we'll just use the same example we used before, right? $500,000 loan amount.
Yes.
The way this plays out is that the seller would offer a credit to the buyer of $10,943. And that means that your buyer would save $7,200 in the first year and $3,700 in the second. So if someone is buying and they know they have their income is trending up, or they just want to save a little bit of cash to do some improvements on the new home they just bought, this is an incredibly powerful tool to help them ramp up into their full price mortgage payment.
Because I mean, they get a little bit of payment shock when they're going from maybe rent of around $1,800, and now they get a $2,600 mortgage payment. Or normally before it was $2,600 rent, and $1,800 mortgage.
Right.
But it's like they're like, well, you know, how can we lessen that, or how can we make that a little bit more palatable? Because I mean, gosh dang it, I mean, they were looking at something in the threes just months ago, right? And then now it's not there. So how do we make that look like that? And Jesse's right. Yeah, this has been around for a long time, but we've never heard of it because we'd never had to, because who needs a special program when the rates are 2.875 or 3.1 or 1.3 or whatever. But anything that we can figure out and offer is important.
Yeah, and on the other side of this, so Jason, I like the fact that this reduces payment shock. Basically, we're getting February's rates for your first year.
That's right.
So, you know what? Rates have gone up. You know, so what? Let's give you a year at February's rates. And then ultimately this will pick up, and hopefully you have increased income, or you get comfortable with it and you can afford it.
Yeah.
So it's not right for everybody, but it is a good product. The other side of this, and we're seeing this used every single day. We just did a nine home subdivision in Seattle, and we're using this as an advertising tool for sellers.
Wow.
So they're actually advertising a seller paid 2-1 buy down. And so, on the flyer it says 3.75%, right?
Wow.
And it's a great way to increase traffic and create an incentive without dumping your price $50,000 for our sellers as well. So it's a tool that works both ways.
So what I hear you saying there, Jesse, is that I mean, like right now, yeah, in order to get, like if there's, so there was 60 homes for sale in our county, give or take, and now there's approximately 240, give or take, right? I haven't looked today because, you know, I was a little bit.
It changes every day, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, but it's one of those, I know it changes every day. I know it stays the same every day. Yeah. So, but it's four times more homes. So these days on market are going up. So it's like, how do I, it's, I guess in business or in life, like, how do I separate myself? I mean, even on like match.com, you know, how do I separate?
I heard you have to use puppies in your profile picture.
How do I
picture?
Separate myself? You know, how do I stand out?
You have to use puppies in your profile picture. That's
exactly right. Yeah. How do, how could they not, I will not allow them to swipe right. That's how they do that. But yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, normalization. Normalization means we have to actually market homes again, yeah. Thoughtfully, right?
Yep.
And that's interesting. So this is a good way for sellers to stand out and create some differentiation and without reducing their price significantly. That's the key thing, right? And yep. And you know, you and I heard Suarez, one of our owners, the yep. other day, yep. you know, say that he thinks that you know, a $20,000 seller credit from a marketing perspective is the same value as a $50,000 price reduction, and I believe that to be the case, right? Because it's a
yep.
It's just, hey, look at my house, you know, look at this house, and let's get it sold. So this works well for the buyers and well for the sellers.
It works. It saves the buyers so much money. It also, again, it's just like a neon blinking sign. Come to my listing. Come see my house. Come see my house. And yeah, these are the times that I love. Right. I actually, for the last 3 years, didn't – I love real estate, but I didn't love it like I loved it before because I love a challenge.
Now it's interesting.
It's interesting now because you actually have to think. We're more engaged. We have to communicate with our sellers twice a week now with going, here's what – I mean, literally it's changing so much that twice a week you have to update the sellers on what's going on. And it's so that engagement or that challenge is fun.
Yeah.
I mean, really, I mean, if you had a heartbeat, you know, you could sell – if you just – put a sign in the front yard, it would sell just despite your high school photo that some of these people have on their business card. You know, you could still have, you know, you could still sell it. One of the, Jesse, I can't thank you enough for being here, brother. One of the comments that we get all the time is, well, that, you know, the rate's so high. And I saw a really good quote the other day and it said, you're not, don't marry the rate. But marry the house. So can I get your take on what that means? And then also, what are some strategies for people who can't get that seller credit 2-1 or we can't do a buy down and they are getting in there, you know, 5.75, give or take, whatever it is. I'm not a broker. I don't have the rate sheets in front of me, but let's just say that's what it is today. What are some tactics down the road if they do find a house they love, they are going to go ahead and invest in it, and even at the 5.75, what are some strategies for them down the road?
Yeah, absolutely. So first thing I want to say is that 5.75, 5.5, it's higher than it was in January, but these are not high rates, you guys. These are we're normalizing on interest rates, right?
Yeah.
So this is likely to be with us for a long period of time in this rate range. And the comment that you're referring to is, you know, you marry the house and you date the rate. And specifically what that means is that when you buy a house with a rate, let's just say it's 5.75 today, guess what? If rates go down, you get to refinance. Yeah, but there's a lot of costs associated with that. Well, there doesn't have to be, right? There are a lot of no-cost refinance options available. And our company and many other companies offer no-cost refinances for our existing client base.
Yeah.
So what that means is we get to actually chase this rate back down. There's a lot of chatter, Jason, about the recession. Are we going to end up in a recession in 2023? If we do end up in a recession, I think it feels a little inevitable now, but it's a long ways off based on the inflation data we just received.
Right.
But if we do end up in a recession, rates are likely to drop. They have historically during a recessionary period.
Right.
When that happens, you just need to pay attention, have a good partner that has a rate alert set up, and we can go ahead and refinance your loan multiple times during that drop with no cost to you out of pocket, and you'll chase the rate. Then 2 or 3 years from now, you'll be sitting on the lowest possible rate with the house that you love, that you wanted to be in. So that's, you know, strategy number one. The other thing we can do is we're working up, you know, your loan officer can do an analysis for you. Like if you're planning to put 20% down, maybe we put a little less down and buy the rate down, right? If you think rates are going to stay up, there's a couple other little things you can do to play around. And it depends on every buyer is different and their needs are different. So we want to just assess, you know, hey, does it make sense to buy your rate down a little bit? Or do we want to just go in where we are today and plan on refinancing it if when they drop?
I got to honestly say, I mean, just on, you know, just like a personal level, my clients have had such a positive experience. So, but before I will let my clients work with a company, I have to try it out myself. And so we've closed two transactions with BK Co Mortgage personally. Let me tell you what I loved about it, Jesse. And, you know, it's like, what I loved about it was the communication with Coleman and for my clients now with Kim. It was like nonstop. And so one of the things that we hear about, because they're out of Bellingham in Washington, and I am an investor in this just so that everybody knows. So just, you know, but the fact of the matter is that one of the things that people always say is they say, well, it's an out-of-state lender, and so therefore you're never going to hear from them. I actually hear from them. And it's then like the process is smoother, with all due respect, if any of my local loan officers are listening. The process was so smooth because of the apps and because of the technology, and also because of the humans running that behind the scenes. Like I had a 5-star plus experience personally, and so did my wife. And my wife is quadruple analytical. And so like, you know, like I'm like, whatever, yeah. You know, and she's like, well, you know, but it was one of those things where it was so smooth. And so since it was so smooth, then, you know, now we're referring a lot of our clients there, because not only that, but we got $1,000 back at closing. We did not have an origination fee. I don't want to explain your program, but could you explain your program?
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you for the compliment. That means it's working, and I appreciate that. Yeah. You know, our system is completely engineered around buyers, around home buyers. Yep. So we have optimized our whole workflow, every communication, to make sure that the buying process is as seamless as possible, right? And that's different than many lenders. We have one client that is the real estate agent and their home buyer. Yep. And so that's really allowed us to focus intensely on building a system that makes sense. Our program, we call it the Advantage Plus. If you're buying a house, absolutely zero fees plus $1,000 credit. We can use that credit to buy down your rate or whatever you want to do. We also have, we call it our on-time close program. So we're tracking every single date in your loan transaction. We come right up beside your real estate agent, track every single date. And if we think we're going to miss one of those dates by even a minute, you hear from us, yep. Right? So that way we close on time and you get a great value. So that, I mean, moving is a big deal. Yep. Buying a house is a big deal. Yep. For most people, it's their largest financial transaction. My only job is to make the lending part a non-issue. Right. And I think we've largely succeeded in that. There's always turbulence in transactions, but our team handles that well, too. Right.
It was so smooth. What I loved is before I asked, I had my answer, which is very rare. It's kind of like when you're at a restaurant and your iced tea, boom, gets plopped down right in front of you, and you still have an inch left in the other one. You know what I mean? Like, that's kind of how this felt like.
The service here is great.
The service here is amazing. And so, and we were just at the Lolo Brewery. I was not day drinking. I was, you know, having a salad there. And so, and it was the waitress was, it did amazing. And so I can't appreciate it enough. But yeah. But anyways, that is just, it is so buyer-centric. The low fees and the app. I mean, everything. If you want to know what's going on in your app, it's right there. It was a home run for us, and all of my clients are loving it so far. And we had some questions. The client had some questions. I reached right out to Jesse. You know, Jesse's a busy guy, you know. And it was one of those things where he just like right about, he's like, don't even worry about it. Like, this is the question in the appraisal. It's like, boom. So it's not, so even though it's there, it's still hyper local feel or even more local feel.
Yeah, you're talking to a person.
You're talking to a person.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yep. So how much time do we have left there, Kemosabe?
Well, it looks like we're running out of time, but I do want to get contact info for Jesse if anyone's interested in looking more into it.
How do they apply for a mortgage with you?
Yeah, you know, the best way to connect with us is right on our website. That's bkcomortgage.com. There's an apply now button, or there's, talk to somebody. Yep. Click on it. One of my team members will get right back to you. As Jason said, we have pretty good technology. So, you know, we just enable good, solid human interactions with technology to make sure you get the answers you need. So check out our website, bkcomortgage.com.
And they get the app and everything hooked up on the website?
Yeah, it's on our website as well. You can click Apply
right
Now.
There.
Yeah, on jasonbakerteam.com, you can click Apply Now, and they'll put you in touch with BK Co Mortgage as well.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, that sounds great. And I'd love to hear more about this in a future episode, Jesse, if you're ever interested.
Yeah, I'm happy to come on. You know, the nice thing about mortgages and interest rates, it changes every day. So, you know, 3 months from now, we'll have a whole different set of programs that are important for this particular market, and I'd love to talk to you guys about it. Thank you.
Awesome, brother. Thank you very much for your time.
And Jason, anyone's going to hold you? What is it again?
I'm just kidding. Just Google me, Jason Baker Team, or jasonbakerteam.com, or you can call me at the number I've had forever and a day, 552-4443.
All right. Well, you've been listening to Jason Baker Real Estate Revolution Radio, and if you missed any of our past episodes, don't forget you can listen to them on demand at newstalkkgvo.com. Jesse, Jason, thank you so much.
Thanks, brother.